Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Heart check. Guarding what flows from within. Hey friends, welcome back to Bible Study with Chris J., where we break down the Bible so it builds you up. Today's episode is one of those that invites us to slow down, get honest, and let God do some deeper work with inside of us. It's called Heart Check. Guarding what flows from within. Let's be real. Life pulls at us from every direction. It's easy to stay busy, to look strong, and to say, I'm fine. But what's going on underneath it all? What's happening inside your heart? Let's talk about why the heart is the starting point. Proverbs 4:23. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. The verse isn't casual, it's urgent, above all else. That means more than your schedule, more than your goals, even your public image. Your heart is what needs your attention. In Scripture, the heart is more than emotion. It's the core of who you are, your motives, your desires, your thoughts, your will, and your spiritual condition. And everything flows from there. Your relationships, your words, your reactions, and your decisions. Let me ask you, have you been tending to your heart or just tolerating it? We can protect our phones with passwords and our homes with locks, but God says it's the heart that needs guarding because it determines the direction of your life. Now here's some example. Maybe your attitude's been off lately. Maybe you've been quick to snap at somebody or slow to forgive somebody. That's not just a personal thing, it's a heart thing. When your heart is wounded, cluttered, or neglected, it shows up. Sometimes in ways you don't even realize. Let's talk about the courage to be examined by God. Let's go to Psalm 139, 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Pour out anything in me that offends you, and lead me along the path of everlasting life. This is one of the boldest prayers in the Bible. It's not asking God to bless what's visible. It's asking him to deal with what's hidden. This prayer says, God, I don't want to pretend with you. If there's pride in me, reveal it. If there's bitterness, bring it up. If there's fear driving my choices, shine a light on it. It's not about self-condemnation. It's about spiritual clarity. Let's pause here for a minute. When was the last time you invited God to search your heart? Not because you were in crisis, not because you needed something, but because you just wanted to be real and right before him. So many of us live from the outside in, but healing happens from the inside out. Now let's talk about the mouth is the microphone of the heart. Matthew 15:18-20. But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this defiles a person. For out of the mouth comes evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, and slander. Jesus was confronting religious leaders who looked the part on the outside, but their hearts were far from God. And he makes it clear what defiles a person isn't what they eat, it's what flows from the heart. That means the way you talk to people. the tone you use when you're frustrated, the sarcasm, the gossip, the angry outburst. Those aren't just random moments. They're symptoms of something deeper. Now, can we get real for a moment? Have you ever said something and immediately thought, where did that come from? Now, Jesus already answered this question. It came from the heart. That's why a heart check matters. You can filter your words all day long, but until the heart is changed, the filter will eventually break. Now, let's pause here for a minute, because if anybody knows me, the real me, outside social media, the real me, people will tell you, I don't have a filter. I always say what's on my mind, and a lot of time that backfires on me. So I've learned the hard way. People ask me questions, I just use basic words like I'm fine, I'm okay, and leave it at that. I don't go in too deep with people until you've built that relationship with me where I know I can trust you. If you haven't built that relationship with me where I can open up to you, that's all I give. And it's not I don't know what you'd call it. It's not a thing, judgment thing. It's just a personal thing. It's a godly thing. But I guard myself and only let certain people into that part of me. If you haven't built that bond with me, then I don't give out too much. I don't give out too much personal information to anybody unless I know that I can trust you. That's one thing I'm working on. Practical ways to guard your heart. Let's talk about how to actually guard your heart. This isn't about living in fear, it's about living with focus. Here's five ways to do that. Get rooted in God's Word daily. God's Word is a heart surgeon. It doesn't just encourage, it exposes, corrects, and heals. The more you fill your heart with truth, the more sensitive you become to what's not from God. Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is living and active. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Second, invite the Holy Spirit to search you. Before you post, before you speak, before you make that big decision, pause and ask, Holy Spirit, what's really going on in my heart right now? There's one moment of surrender can save you from a storm of regret. Third, create boundaries for your soul. Not everything deserves access to your heart. Limit to what you listen to, who you vent to, and what you feed your mind. Peace isn't just found in prayer, it's also preserved in boundaries. This is another thing I had to learn the hard way. Again, goes back to what our heart feels, our eyes see, our ears hear, and our mind thinks. So we gotta be careful with those things. Careful what you listen to, music, movies, people, things we see. All that stuff affects the heart. I know we don't think so, but they do. Speak life on purpose. Make it a goal to speak words that heal more than they hurt. Not just to others, but to yourself. Because your heart listens to what your mouth says. Next, practice confession and repentance. We don't get it right every day, but don't let a hard moment turn into a hardened heart. Bring it to God. Confess it. Repent. And let Him renew you. Now, if you have your journal with you, I have some questions I'd like you to write down. First, what have your recent words and reactions revealed about your heart? Is there anything hidden you need to bring before God in honesty today? And last one, what boundary or habit can you put in place this week to help guard your heart? I think I already answered most of these out loud to you guys. Like I said, I don't have a filter, so usually I say what's on my mind or on my heart in honesty. Anything hidden that you need to bring them before God today, I don't know, that's something I got to take in prayer to God and find out. There probably is. What boundary or habit can you put in place before God this week? I have set a lot of boundaries. Mostly in social media. I take breaks from social media. I don't really associate with a lot of people in social media anymore. It's nothing personal. Just I guard my heart a lot more than I used to. Because there are too many Judases and not enough Peters and Pauls and around me. So I have to be careful with my heart because not everybody has the same intention, if that makes sense. But yeah, I put a lot of boundaries in and habits where I limit my time on social media to so many hours a day, and I limit how many times I'm on and how many times I talk to people and whatnot like that, and who I speak to, and who I join, whose group I join, and so on and so forth. I'm very picky about that, so yeah, I started doing boundaries and habits and stuff to make it a little bit more safer for me. Take a journal this week, take a journal break, a quiet moment, or even a walk, and let those questions sit with you this week. Think about them and pray over them. Answer them between you and God. Because I know, like I said, I had to do this myself this year to really change my life, to really guard my heart a lot more than what I used to. I used to be a huge people pleaser, and when I couldn't please other people, it really broke my heart. And God really challenged me, I guess you can say, or convicted me. It was like, what about pleasing people? It was about pleasing Him. That was my main focus. That was my main goal in life. And that was something I forgot. So He really convicted me on that and helped me refocus to where my main goal now is pleasing God. I still bless people. I still help people. I still pray for people and still support people because that's what we're called to do. But my goal in life is to please God. If it doesn't please God, it's not for me. Let's close out with this prayer, and I thank y'all for sticking with me. Father, thank you for caring about our hearts, not just what we do, but what we're becoming. You see the parts of us no one else sees, the fears we hide, the pain we bury, the pride we pretend isn't there. But you're not here to shame us, you're here to heal us. So right now, we open our hearts to you, search us, cleanse us, realign us with your truth. Guard us from distractions, deception, and discouragement. Help us live from the inside out, anchored in your love, led by your spirit, and filled with your peace. Make our hearts whole again, in Jesus' name, amen. This episode resonated with you. Take the time to let God work within your heart this week. It's not one-time check, it's a daily surrender that we all have to do. This blessed you. Share it with somebody, because we all know we need that heart check on a daily basis. If we walk with God, we need it. Stay rooted in His Word. Stay prayed up. Stay praised up. Leave your comments, prayer requests down below. Till next time, stay anchored in the Word. God bless you. Have a great day.